Joining us on the line, Fox News national security analyst KT McFarland. You can follow her on Twitter at KT McFarland. You know, that's a great Twitter handle. If your name was KT McFarland and you could get the Twitter handle at KT McFarland, well, you'd have something there, wouldn't you? Hi, KT. Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
All right. Hi, KT.
Good to have you.
Great to talk to you, Shirley.
I want to talk about Iran. A couple of things. We're finding out more about the cash. There was a total of $1.3 billion that was sent in cash. We know about the $400 million. We now know that the rest of it was also sent in cash through Swiss banks, and we don't really know who requested that it be cash, but it's cash. Why is that important? And then second of all, we want to get into these Iranian vessels that are harassing our ships in the Strait of Hormuz. But first, the cash. What's going on with all this? I mean, first of all, we know that the first really looks bad because it was a quid pro quo
right.
for the release of four people.
Look, they're connected. And the connection is that from the very first moment he took the oath of office on Inauguration Day, President Obama said, I'm reaching out the hand of friendship to Iran. He set out from the beginning to have Iran be his big legacy. That was going to be what he left the world. His foreign policy achievement was going to be an opening to Iran, like Nixon went to China, like Reagan had arms control with the Soviet Union. So this was going to be Obama's thing, and he doggedly pursued it throughout. He doggedly pursued it even when they didn't want it. He doggedly pursued it when they gave him a really incredible list of demands of what they wanted in exchange to even sit down with President Obama. And he proceeded to doggedly pursue it even at an Iran nuclear deal, which made no sense to the United States and which only empowered Iran, not just financially and economically, but empowered Iran militarily. And so what did we get for that? That was a huge bet to take. He bet everything on his new relationship with Iran. So what did we get for it? Well, we got Iran, the Iranian Navy chasing American ships out of the Persian Gulf. He got Iran cooperating with Russia. He got Iran not as a friendship and partner in peace in the Middle East, just the opposite. What did they get on it? They got, you know, plane loads full of cash. They got welcome into the global community. They got the ability to be the major hegemonic power in the region. So it was a huge bet, and we lost the bet.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that it was a good idea if you got a good deal and you then won a better relationship with Iran.
Right.
But neither of those things has occurred.
Right.
Well, you know, I mean, Cheryl Ann, I don't know if you have kids or not, but I'll tell you one thing with my kids.
I have two.
I never give them dessert before dinner.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I never let them watch TV before doing their homework. And that's the same thing here. We gave them the goodies up front,
right.
and they had absolutely no incentive to eat dinner or do the homework.
Right, exactly. No incentive to follow the rules. So let me ask you this, KT. I mean, this is $1.3 billion. I mean, what laws have been broken here? You know, people are wondering, you know, how can this happen? I mean, how did they get? I mean, really, through what auspices is this being done? And I mean, well, I guess I could ask the question, have any laws been broken?
Well, I think one of the reasons, you know, Larry started out, why was it plain loads of cash? Why not just a wire transfer? I guess why not sacks of gold at the end of
right.
the
night? Yeah. I mean,
it's because it was illegal.
Exactly.
We weren't allowed. Our banks weren't allowed to trade with
exactly.
Iran, so we had to give them not only currency, hard cash, but it wasn't even our cash. It was other currencies. So I mean, there's just so many things wrong with this. You know,
but nobody's doing anything
at the end of the runway in the dark of the night. Pallets of cash. You know, low unmarked bills. This could have been a mafia transfer.
Exactly. I mean, but that's the whole point. I mean, the mafia, they would have been put in prison for this for many years, and yet our own government is authorizing this.
Well, it's all of those things. But to me, the bigger thing is that the risk to American national security, where'd that money go?
Exactly.
I mean, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, they pointed out that in the budget, in Iran's 2017 budget, there was a line item of where this money would end up going. It was going to go to their defense budget. It was going to go to whatever they chose, whether it's to buy Russian weapons,
so, well, it's all fungible,
to put
right.
in Hezbollah.
Right.
You know, the sponsor, they're the largest state sponsor of terrorism in the world. So again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all of those things were wrong. They were bad. But in the end, they've endangered our security, and the security of our allies. Plus, they've given Iran a clear path to nuclear weapons in 10 or 15 years, and that will ignite a nuclear arms race in the most dangerous, unstable part of the world.
Got about a minute left. I want to ask you about the president's recent trip to China. The stairs were not there. He had to exit from the rear of the plane. Look, in the grand scheme of things, maybe not the biggest little thing, but it really was a diplomatic snub, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a big deal because in China, face is everything. What Obama should have done was when they couldn't find the stairs to wheel up to the plane, he should have sat tight on the plane.
Right.
He should have said, we're looking for our stairs. If the stairs didn't come within half an hour, the president should have said, issued a statement, told the Chinese, within the next 10 minutes, I'm issuing the following statement unless the stairs come up to my plane. We, the United States of America, are disappointed that the great People's Republic of China was unable to find a staircase to allow the President of the United States to visit their country. We are departing now, and we hope for the day when someday when the Chinese can find a staircase.
And can treat us with the proper amount of respect.
And get out of there.
We got
nothing out of that meeting anyway.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, KT. We're always a pleasure.
It's a pleasure. Nice to talk to you, too,
Thank you, KT.